Welcome, welcome, welcome. Live Neutral, like to welcome you to In-Flight Arrangement Podcast, where we do and share, minus names, equal laughs and ideas. On this podcast, we share our wildest sex fantasies with you and everyone else who's listening. My name is Live Neutral. I am the creator of In-Flight Arrangement. So I decided that it's only right that since I'm going to be interviewing a weekly guest and learning, listening to me about what I'm doing, that every week I share with you one of my wildest sexual fantasies that I've encountered throughout of my years. But first, just want to mention a couple things. Make sure to come back and tune in every week, not just this week, but every week, for a new featured guest with entertaining stories. If you haven't already, make sure to request a free snippet of one of our erotic ebooks. You can do that by visiting our website, InFlightArrangements.com. Make sure you also follow us on our social media pages. Instagram and Facebook is InFlightArrangements, without the S at the end. You can also follow us on YouTube at InFlightArrangements, where you can listen to this live podcast again. Or you can listen to it again on one of our podcast channels. If you are a business owner and you would like us to give you a shout out, make sure to email us requesting our very affordable advertising fee. If you plan to send in any free merch, and we actually like the merch, we will go in a free testimonial video. So, without further ado, I want to announce
I don't think they're ready.
She's all the way out in Vegas. We all know Vegas is where it's popping. Mrs. LaCrosse, thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate you.
I'm looking forward to hearing this story. You know, if you're going to set the bar, this better be good.
Well, yeah, you know, I experienced a lot of fun in my years, so I'm going to go ahead and start it off and let y'all know how the story goes. So, it was a right? I had met this girl online. We had met on one of those, you know, dating sites. We're not going to say no names because we ain't getting paid to say that. But we had met on one of those dating sites. And we was kicking it for a couple weeks. And, you know, everything was smooth. And, you know, texting back and forth and pictures and all that. You know, the regular old shit.
The regular ones. Okay.
Yeah, the regular ones. We definitely started sending the explicit joints. Oh, for sure. We started doing that. I don't think I would have flew out to see it if I didn't know what it was hitting for. You know what I mean? Or if she didn't know what it was hitting for. So we was texting whatever. So she was like, yo, come out and see me. She was in Atlanta, by the way. And Atlanta girls is freaky. I know you from Vegas, and Vegas is where it's popping 24/7.
So she must have had a booty like, ooh.
Oh, her ass was crazy. She was slim, like one of those slim chicks with a mean ass. So I fly out to Atlanta, whatever. She come pick me up, and we go to the barbershop. I'm like, yo, first thing I got to do is go to the barbershop. So she's like, all right. So we go to the barbershop. I'm sitting there. I'm getting my hair cut and whatever. And the whole time, you know, she's on her phone, and I'm thinking that, you know, she's on the phone doing what she's doing. I ain't really sweating it because I'm, you know, I'm getting my hair cut. But later to find out, she was actually taking pictures of me, sending them to her girlfriends, and... Yeah, like she, you know, and she was arguing with some, you know, some cat she was talking to. So I found out that out later. So here's what happened. So boom, after that, after the barbershop, we go, we grab something to eat, and we go back to the crib. Now,
what kind of food was it?
Say that again.
I said, what kind of food was it?
Oh, it was Indian food. That was her thing. It was a restaurant that she wanted to try, and she was like, oh, I never tried it. And in my head, I guess I was saying to myself, I guess now you want to try it since I'm fucking paying for it. you know, been in Atlanta all your life.
You made a right decision.
Yeah. She knew what the hell she was doing. Since I'm paying for it, she want to try some new shit, right? So, you know, we go out, we eat, we go to the restaurant, we eat, whatever. On the way back to the crib, we stop, we grab a bottle, which is only right.
I'm sure they want to know what kind of bottle. What was the drink?
For her, it was Hennessy. That's what she wanted.
Okay.
She wanted straight Hennessy. No chaser. She drank her Henny on ice. Right?
I said she's a real one.
Yeah, I'm barely a drinker. So in my mind, on the way back to the crib, I'm like, shit, how am I going to be able to hold, you know what I mean? Like, how am I going to be able to hang in there? You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to have to fake it till I make it because I don't drink. I drink a Mike's Hard Lemonade and be twisted. So, I'm like, shit, I'm glad I ate. So
she was going to get you drunk.
Basically, yeah, she was going to get me drunk because I probably wasn't going to be able to, you know, perform the way I perform, right? I had a little help, but we won't get into that. So we get to the crib. So we kicking it, and everything's all good. And so we standing in the kitchen, and she had like an island in her kitchen. So I'm standing on one side, she's standing on the other side, and the whole time we kicking it, and she throwing back shots, and I'm babysitting my shot like motherfucker. So now she's like, oh, you want to go out and have some fun? I'm like, hey, yeah, let's do it. So we go to this little lounge or whatever. I'm not really the type to do all that, but I got to play my role because I'm in Atlanta and it's still early in the day.
Got to play your role.
Yeah, I can't just fly in, go to the barbershop, go out to eat, go back to the crib and just smash, even though that's what I would prefer to do. But I couldn't just do that. You know what I mean? So I'm like, damn, she wants to go to the lounge. That's not really my thing. We're going to go to the lounge. So we go to the lounge. We kicking it. We chilling, right? Throughout the whole time, she stays back and forth on her phone. I'm like, man, what the hell? Like, sure, you know, I'm in my head. I'm like, yo, put the phone down or whatever. But I ain't really going to tell her that.
You didn't say that, did you?
Nah, I'm smarter than that. Until I get this meat in her mouth, I can't really tell her how I feel about, you know what I mean? Like, she ain't giving me no attention. You know what I mean? Like, I'm here. I fall out here for you. Talk to that nigga when I leave. You like, you can holler at old boy later. You know what I mean? Like, I'm here. You know, show me some love. You know what I mean? So, but until I get the meat in her mouth, don't nothing really count. You know what I mean? It don't count then. So I gotta, you know, bite my tongue. So whatever. So now, we was there for like an hour and a half, right? She was grinding on it. She felt it. She felt the meat when she was grinding on it. I guess she knew now what was in the picture added up to what I was really holding. Because I thought we was going to be out all night. It was like an hour and a half. And she was ready to go. So boom.
She said, take me back.
Yeah, she was ready. I was like, easy, let's do it. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing official until it's in you. So boom. So now we get to the crib. We walk up the little flight of steps that lead to her house. It's like a townhouse, but it really ain't like a townhouse. But it had a little flight of steps that led to the front door, and it was a two family building, and her crib was on the first floor. So it had an outside door, and then when you go in the outside door, then you had her little mini hallway, and then you had her house door. So when I peeped it before she did. So when we're walking up the steps, she opens the door. I just feel this presence. So I turn around and some dude is walking up the steps. So I ain't really thinking nothing of it. Yeah, I ain't thinking nothing of it. I'm like, you baby dude live here. You know what I mean? I ain't really give me. So, but when she walked in, and as she was walking through a little short hallway, she turned around. I guess she turned around, made sure I was eyes. I shut the door or whatever. And she seen him. And when she looked back at him, I looked back at him again. And she was looking at him, he was looking at her. So now my guard is up. Like, I'm like, all right, what's going on? So I stopped. And when I stopped, he stopped. Because I don't know him, he don't know me. He don't know if I'm about to pop off or whatever. So she looks. I can hear her, like, smacks her teeth. She's like, oh my God. She opens the door. Boom, she walks into her crib. She leaves the door open. So I walk to the door, and when I start walking towards the front door, she starts, he keep walking. Like, I'm like, oh, they really know each other because he's trying to come up here. And she, so she seen me stop at the door, me and him face to face, and she's like, no, it's all right. You let him in. So I'm like, all right, cool. Now I'm thinking it's family or something. You know what I mean? She's like, you can let him in, because I'm not thinking she won't let another
person in
the crib.
Wait, so she's smacking her mouth like she has a problem, and you don't know who this man is. She didn't introduce it. She said, no, it's fine, and you just go in there?
Yeah, just like that.
Okay.
So
I just had to have this kind of make sure I knew what I was hearing.
Yeah, so now I'm kind of confused. Now I'm thinking it's a brother or cousin or something, and she's not in the mood to hear the family bullshit. You know what I mean? I don't know really what's going on, because she, like, let him in, and I'm thinking she ain't about to let a nigga in that, you know, this can't be an ex. I'm in. Like, why would she let this nigga in? You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, shit, this is Atlanta. It's about to get crazy. So he come in, boom, he shut the door, and he don't lock it. And I'm like, nah, homie, lock that door. just in case, you might need that door to be locked. So he starts laughing. So he starts laughing. He locks the door and he starts laughing. So, now, mind you,
red flags are going up right now. For you?
When he started laughing, the red flags went up. Before he started laughing, there was no red flags. I'm thinking maybe it's a scam or something, because she okay with him coming in. So she walk into the kitchen. Next thing you know, she pouring a drink. No ice, no nothing. Just straight shot at Henny. So he stands there. He pulls out his phone. I'm standing in the living room. I'm just standing up. I don't sit down or nothing. And she's like, what do you want? What are you here for? Like, you could text somebody outside in your car or home. So now I'm not going to say nothing. I'm trying to peep what's going on now. And so now he's like, oh, man, I'm just turning my phone off. So she don't say nothing. She throw back a shot. So he walk in the kitchen. And when he walk in the kitchen, boom, she pour another shot. And I'm noticing, like, she's throwing them back. Like, she's just throwing them back. So I walk in the kitchen. I slide my glass over. She pour me a shot. She's like, what about me? Now she still ain't introduced us, right? So I'm like, all right, something's going on. So boom, so she grab a glass and she pour him a shot. So I'm like, okay, so now my guards is kind of down, because I'm like, okay, well, she spoils my man a shot. You know what I mean? Like, this guy be family or something. So he like, oh, you're not going to introduce me? He says this to her. So I introduce myself. I'm like, what's good? Because I'm loud. He's like, oh, what's good? I forget the dude's name or whatever. But he's like, yeah, what's good? So you get to a pound or whatever. And she's looking at him. She's annoyed. I can tell she's annoyed. She's like, oh, what you want? She's like, I just wanted to come see you. I didn't know you had company. I'm not trying to ruin anything, but I was just trying to come see you, see how you was doing. She's like, oh, you don't need to worry about me. Me and you is over with. That chapter is over with in my life. I don't even know why you're here. So now
it's family. She invited her ex dude to come over while you're in the living room twiddling your thumb?
Yeah, now I know what's going on. So now, man, so now I put the glass down. I can't drink now. I'm like, yo, this might pop off. I can't drink now. So now I put the glass down. Every little once in a while, I act like I'm sick to this shit, but I ain't really sick to shit. And it's a little ass glass, so I'm thinking like a mug. So basically now they arguing. He ain't really saying nothing disrespectful or anything like that. He's just trying to like plead his case or whatever. And she telling him, no, it's over. I don't want nothing to do with you no more, whatever. You can leave. And he ain't want to leave. So now when she keeps telling him to leave and he ain't want to leave, now I feel like I got to say something. Because in my head, I'm like, nah, you ruining my shit. I ain't flying out here to play, man. So I'm like, dog, listen, man, I know the door's locked, but we can easily fix that. Come on, man, let's go, man. And he's like, nah, hold up. He's like, hold up, live. So now I'm like, oh, this ain't trying to play me. Why are you saying my name like that? Also, he thinks it's a game. So I'm like, all right. So I unlock the door and I open the door and then I walk back into the kitchen. So she's looking at me as I'm walking back into the kitchen. And he's not looking at me. He's just talking to her. He's like, shit. He's like, y'all about to have sex. I can't have sex. And she's like, don't even try it. Don't even try this. Get out of here with this. You can leave. And he was like, no, I'm just seeing it. He's like, we ain't going to have sex before. And he looks at me. When he said that, he looked at me. So I'm like,
you were?
I'm like, what? So I'm thinking in my head, like, oh, what? So she's like, no, get out. She started walking towards the door, so now he followed her, so now I'm following them. She get to the door, and she's like, you can go. Don't come back to my house no more. You're not wanted. That chapter in my life is over. So he's like, yo. She's like, yeah, catch my ass. That's all. She's like, yo, get out. So he's like, all right. So he just gives up, and he leaves. So she shut the door. She don't lock the door, right? Now, the fact that she didn't lock the door, it told me something. Now I put up a red flag about her. Because she didn't lock the door. I'm like, damn, how's she going to kick a nigga out and then not lock the door? Right? So I'm like, damn, what the fuck? So I'm like, all right, so lock? No, I ain't lock it. I'm trying to see. I want to see where her mind at. I ain't got to lock it. I got scared of that. And I'm trying to see her mind at. Why she didn't lock it? Right? So now she go back in the kitchen. She starts throwing back shots. She don't say that to me. I go back in the kitchen. I throw back the shot. I'm like, yo, what's up? You good? She's like, I'm good. I'm like, you sure? Because you feel like you disappointed. It seemed like you disappointed. She was like, no, it's just we broke up not too long ago, but I made the mistake of seeing him again for one night after we've broken up for months. And now you're here. And I'm like, okay, so I'm like, oh, what does that mean? And she was like, well, she says, well, did she pause, right? She pour another glass, she pour back another shot.
Dang, so what number shot is this right now?
This is like 7 or 8, right? And these are little shot glasses. It's like seven, it's like a 7 or 8 shot, right? So I'm like, well, talk to me. You know what I mean? Now, at the same time, while we kicking it, I keep looking back and forth at the door because I know the door's not locked. And I'm not about to be a little B-I-T-C-H and go lock the door. You know what I mean? It is what it is. So I'm like, what's up? Talk to me. And she was like, well, she looked at me. It had to be, it was either the liquor talking or it was her really wanting to get it in talking. She looked at me, she said, I know how he performed. I don't know how you performed. I said, oh. Shocked the shit out of me. I said, oh.
Well, let me tell you.
So check it out. I'm like, so at first he's shocked. I was like, oh, shit, I'm looking at her. Now I'm looking at her up and down. And in my head, I'm like, oh, she trying to get it in for real. Now, it changes my whole perspective of her from I'm coming to Atlanta.
Isn't that why you flew out there to just go lay some pipe though anyway?
Well, yeah, I went to go lay some pipe. That's what I was about to say. Like, I'm flying out to Atlanta to lay some pipe. But shorty not cool though. You know what I mean? So we was kicking it for like 2 months. You know what I mean? So she a little cool. So I'm kind of like feeling where she at, her style. And when she said that, now it instantly flipped the whole perspective. I'm like, oh, all right. So I said, yo, I said, the door unlocked. All you gotta do is be yourself and come back in. So she looked at me with these like big ass eyes. And then she looked at me with these big ass eyes. She went in the freezer. She got ice. She put ice in her cup. She put ice in my cup. And then she put the ice tray back in the freezer. She closed the freezer. So the nigga in me, I go in the freezer, grab the ice tray, take out three pieces of ice, and just throw it in the cup that he was drinking out of. So she looked at me, and I said, text him. I'm like, it's nothing with me. I ain't got nothing. So she just picks up. She got in the living room. She picks up her phone off the little coffee table, whatever it was. She picks up her phone. Boom, she sends out a text. I swear the nigga had to be outside. The nigga never left.
He didn't because he never locked that door.
Yeah, she didn't lock down. These indications of, you know what I mean, like, whatever. I guess he was just waiting to see what was going to happen. Maybe he thought, like, Maybe he thought maybe me and her was going to argue and I was going to get mad at me because he didn't know I wasn't from Atlanta. She didn't know that. I could have been from Atlanta. He didn't know me. He didn't know where I was from. Maybe he like, oh, they're going to argue and she's going to kick him out. I know she a hothead or whatever. I think the nigga was sitting on the steps that led upstairs to the second floor. That's what I think. Because when she texted him, it wasn't 2 minutes before my man twisted that knob and came back in. I literally, not 2 minutes later, he came right back through the door. And when he opened the door, he was shocked that the door was still open. You know what I'm saying? So I think he think maybe I would have, even she locked it. Obviously, she would have locked it. Or he probably thought, like, I would have locked it. I don't know. But he was shocked that the door was still open because he walked right in. And when he walked in, she went back to the kitchen. She pulled me a drink. She pulled him, her a drink. She pulled me a drink. We threw our shit back. And he came through. He grabbed the bottle. He pulled himself a drink. I threw his back. And he pulled her a drink. When he was pouring her drink, he looked at me and he smirked. And I said, oh, so he know what time it is. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, yeah. So basically, he's telling me, yo, this is how she rapped. You know what I mean? So my guard is completely down against him because now I realize he was just a nigga that was piping her and he know how she rock.
Damn.
So, but now I'm thinking.
So, your guard is down towards him, but I have to know, like, was it cool? Was that sexy to you? Like, what are your thoughts right now? Like, what's going on? Like, it's about to go down? Like, you're like, damn, I gotta share? Or, damn, this is about to go cool? Like, what are you thinking?
My thought was, how is it? I know it's about to go down, but how? Like, what's next? That was my thought. How is this about to go down? You know what I mean? Because they already got history, so how is this about to go down? But here's what happened. So boom. So all of a sudden, after she take her shot, she walk off and go in her room. She shut her door. She was in her room for like 10 minutes, maybe. And when she was on the road, he was like, yo, dog, I'm telling you right now, don't hold back. You know, she's down for whatever. I was like, yo, this ain't the first time I did this. I said, this shit crazy the way it's happening. This ain't the first time I did this. You know what I mean? He's like, I just want to let you know. She come back out that room, she going to be ready. So he was like, yo, just set it off. She going to be ready. He's like, I'm going to let you go first because I already know what it is. So I'm like, yeah, what's up? So she come out the room and she sit in the couch. She sit on the edge of the little couch. It was a regular couch with like 3 seats, whatever. So she sit on the edge of the couch. So she sit down with her arm on the couch. So boom. So I walk. I take another shot. I tell myself to stop. I'm just like my fifth shot. I'm getting fucked up now. So it's like my fifth shot. I really don't drink. My guard is down now, so I'm like, whatever, I can interject when my guard is down. So boom, I walk over to the edge, I just pull my meat out. And I pull, as I was unbuckling my belt to pull my meat out, she was already adjusting and twisting her body to face me. You know what I mean? I was like, oh shit. So I pull, I'm trying to hang up. I'm like, oh, stop, I gotta move. So boom, I pulled that joint out, she just went to work. Boom, so she going to work. So then, now, because she going to work, I took the shirt off, I came out my sneakers, pulled my pants all the way down, like I stopped her, came all the way out my pants, I'm butt ass naked. My man, he's still sitting in the kitchen, he in the kitchen on his phone, he pouring drinks on the kitchen on his phone, she just deep throating the dick. So, boom, all of a sudden, I guess it was his signal, and he seen it. So she stopped, looked towards the kitchen, and then went back to work. And then, so I looked at him, and then he put the phone down, took another shot, and then he came over. Man, we tore her ass up. We punished the shit out of her.
I was going to say, you can't skip stuff like that. You can't just finish it like that. So what happened? So he comes in the room, and then bam, what happens?
Yeah, so he come in the living room. So he come in the living room. He's on the other side of the couch. Boom, he start getting undressed. Now, Marshall, I don't know, dude. all the other threesomes I had, I did with my brothers and my homies or whatever. So, you know what I mean? I don't really know dudes, so I'm paying attention to her. Boom, he on the other end of the couch. He get undressed or whatever. And then when he get undressed, he walk over and he start stripping her. You know what I mean? Because when she came back out of her room, she still had her jeans on and everything. She had a jeans and a blouse on. She still had her jeans on and everything. I think she gonna come back out the room with, like, you know, nightgown or something, or just panties and butt ass naked. But nah, she came all fully dressed. So I think she was in her room, like, mentally preparing for what was probably, I don't know what the hell she was in there doing. She was in there for like 10 minutes. So she bopping me off, and he's pulling her jeans off, boom. Then he pulls her shirt off. Boom. Now comes the moment I'm like, damn, wait, hold up. So I reach down, get the condoms out of my pocket. Boom. Now she bopping him off. So boom. So she bopping him off. Then she grabbed my shit. So now she's just going back and forth, bopping us both off. So now after a while, I'm like, all right, let's get this started. So boom. So now I stand her up. I throw the condom on and I sit on the edge of the couch. And when I sit on the edge of the couch, I pull her in front of me and bend her over. So now I'm sitting on the edge of the couch, on the arm of the couch. She's bent over in front of me, and he walks over and stands in front of her. So now she's bopping them off, and boom, so she's backing it up on me, and she's bopping them off. So we just punished her, just straight demolished her. Like, there was no, and he was fucking her raw. But I had the box of Magnums. I was, you know, spitting on the motherfuckers, making them shit last as long as they could. Oh, got three.
No, but you were smart, though. Always be protected, always.
Yeah, I only got three, and I don't know how long this is going to last. So I'm stretching the hell out of them joints, you know what I mean? And they was going at it raw, so I was telling her, when I leave, they're going to be back at it. All it did was open that door wide open again. I don't know why they stopped talking. Yo, we punished the hell out of Shorty, and we punished her for at least a good hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, just straight punishing her. She was just taking it too, and I'm like, damn, this is what she do. Like, this is what she do. I'm over here thinking I'm about to come over here and demolish her, and I was just gonna be enough for her. Yo. It was like she needed both of them joints for it to be enough for her. You know what I mean? And I didn't even realize. And then it hit me that this is who she was texting in the club. So I'm thinking the whole time, like, this probably was a whole setup. Like, you know what I mean? To see how it was going to go. And I'm thinking, so man, I'm like, man, she told him to leave because she thought I wasn't going to be with it. Maybe she probably was thinking, oh, he ain't going to be with this. So now that's why she was kicking him out. You know what I mean? But then when I went in the freezer and grabbed those 3 cubes of ice, threw them in his glass, it hit her like, oh, shit. So it was
She's down for the cause.
She was down. I think that's what she wanted the whole time. Like, because there was no way, I don't think he was just sitting at the crib waiting. Like, she ain't all that for you to be outside waiting, you know, like a stalker. You know what I mean? I think it was a setup. But I never kicked it with her after that. After that day, it was like, you know what I mean? Because in my head, I was like, this was a setup. She could have just told me, like, yo, you know, are you into this? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, she could have just told me. I could have fooled one of my homies by Lippy. You know what I mean? Like, she could have just told me. But that was one of my wildest moments. So we'll keep before we continue, just want to do a couple more announcements. Again, welcome to Inside Arrangement Podcast, where we do and we share minus things, people's lives and ideas. So in a second, we're gonna go over a couple ideas on. I'm gonna give some tips to the fellas on if you ever in a similar situation, what signs and things like that to look for. But anyway, make sure you come back and tune in every week for a new feature guest. Share an entertaining story of a wild professional fantasy. Make sure you come back and tune in every week where you're going to hear another one of my stories. I've done a lot, so I got a lot of stories. If you haven't already, make sure to request a free snippet of one of our erotic ebooks on go to the website,
xyderangements.com or Stop Being Cheap. Again, pop all three ebooks. You get a great deal when you pop all three ebooks at once. If you are not already, follow us on all social media, Instagram, Inside Arrangements, where we ask daily questions and we try to get the, you know, the followers to engage, answer these questions, to have that type of conversation right there on Instagram, because Instagram's popping in that way anyway. Follow us on Facebook, Inside Arrangement, or follow us on YouTube, Inside Arrangement, so you can listen to the live podcast on YouTube, or come back and listen to it on one of our podcast channels. If you are a business owner and you like us to give you a shout out, make sure to email us requesting our very affordable advertising fee. You can email us at insidearrangements@gmail.com or erotica@insidearrangements.com. If you plan to send us some free merch and we actually like the merch, we're going to throw in a free YouTube testimonial video just to give you a shout out. We're all about helping each other grow. It's not about us, it's about everyone. All together collectively, we support black business owners and everyone else in between. So, lip gloss. What you
say,
lip gloss? What you would have did in that situation?
Stay tuned for next time.
Stay tuned for next time. You shy? You little shit?
Oh, no. That would be a whole experience. You know, I can't be limited to 2 minutes, so that would be a story for real.
So you can't handle 2 men at the same time?
Mm-mm.
That's just
tight,
huh?
I think I'll put you to shame with that little 2 minutes.
Oh. So that joint tight? They can't handle 2 men?
They can't handle it.
So is she can't handle it or you mentally can't handle it? Which one?
Oh, see, this is a challenge. Let's take it on for the next the next
okay.
one.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna hold this story off until I get to shoot out to Vegas and interview Ms. Lip Gloss myself within the next couple weeks. But anyway, fellas, a few some quick tips before we go. Play it cool, man. If you ain't no sucker, you ain't got nothing to be scared of. Don't go locking doors. You know what I mean? Play it cool and the man, see, here's the thing. Dude was never a threat because Shorty didn't feel threatened. She didn't show no signs of being scared of anything. You know what I mean? If anything, she showed signs of being annoyed. So annoyed is not really being, it's not, it doesn't throw up no red flags to me where I feel as though now I gotta, you know, press old boy. And again, at the same time, it could have all been a setup. And I ain't stopped talking to Shorty because of what happened. It's just life took a turn. You know what I mean? And they probably got back together. They don't know what happened to KTSD. I don't know. But fellas, any of you ever come into a similar situation, man, don't slip. Don't spaz out. Just, you know what I mean? If that's the type of person she is, that's the type of person she is, man. Just, you know, get your shit off and enjoy that moment. Enjoy that whole experience. Come on In-Flight Arrangement Podcast and tell us about it. You want to hear about it. And just keep your calm and cool. Everyone loves to, you know, express themselves sexually in many different ways. So all you insecure men out there, stop that shit, man. Stop being insecure. Go out. Have fun. Lip gloss, you want to add anything?
I do. The only thing I want to say is you said if you ain't a sucker, don't lock that door. But fellas, lock that door just in case because you never know what could happen. But I'm glad you had a good experience because that sounds awesome. But and share the stories because he's right. Everyone does everything different. Everyone wants to hear it. And here you can be anonymous. It's beautiful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So thank you, Mrs. Lip Gloss. We can't wait to hear your story. Man, I wish we keep people anonymous, but man, I wish the audience can see what you look like. And I wish they could put a picture with the face and the story that you're going to share with us next week. Because, man, there's some people out there that if they knew what you looked like, and now that they heard your voice, and then they hear that story, your followers is going to go up.
I got to go get my new own island.
Yeah, I think so. Twitter. Don't forget, follow us on Twitter, InFlight Erotica. Thank you. We truly appreciate you. We out.